Luke 2, verse 1-7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. A humble beginning, already pointing to the end. The wooden manger where Mary lays Jesus at his birth will eventually turn into a cross of wood. There he will hang and suffer and die, doing that for which he was born. A crib and a cross for a carpenter. The signs of someone who is familiar with the reality of life. Pressure, tiredness, the anxiety of trying to make a living, the need to find work, everyday struggle. Mary wraps Jesus in cloths as soon as he is born. Some 33 years later, she watches Joseph of Arimathea carefully taking down the body of Jesus from the cross and wrapping it in linen cloth. This time, his body is placed in a tomb cut in the rock. Deep sorrow rips Mary's heart to pieces. She does not yet know that his death has destroyed the division between humanity and God. The veil in the temple is torn in two at the moment Jesus dies. The dividing wall of sin is broken down by God in Jesus. Nothing can separate us now from the love of God. We continue in Luke 2. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was laying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. The birth of Jesus has the mark of heaven stamped all over it. Angels announce his birth to Mary, to Joseph, to shepherds in the fields. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth. The angels will appear again to a few women early on the first Easter morning, carrying a message of eternal hope and life. Christ is risen. Peace has come to earth from heaven. We read from Matthew 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh, gifts from the rich to a king. The Magi bow down in awe and wonder, worshipping this child. His power and glory, already visible in all other galaxies in outer space. God's heart and love given to the world, laid down in a crib, emptied of his power and glory, given to show the God-forsakenness of humanity, given to bring humanity back to God. Before he was crucified, soldiers mockingly hailed Jesus, King of the Jews. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand. Then they knelt in front of him and mocked him. "Hail, King of the Jews," they said. They spat on him and took the staff and struck him on the head again and again. After they had mocked him, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. We continue to read in Matthew 2. When the Magi had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you. For Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. "A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. Little lives brutally broken. Who can imagine such pain? Some of us can. Some of us live with the reality of unbearable pain. There is no cure. How can there be comfort? Only God knows. And God does know. He gave his own Son to be born into the world and die on a cross. His life broken and poured out for the forgiveness of sin. For in the midst of the bloody mess of murdered lives by oppressive brutes, of broken hearts and desperate grief brought about by evil, the Son of God lives. Emmanuel, God with us, making his dwelling place among us in the midst of the messiness of human life. As it was at his birth, so it was during his life, until the very end, and so it is today. Jesus draws all men and all women to himself. He invites us to his table. The rich and the poor, the Gentile and the brute, the strong and the stricken.